United Airlines has announced plans to team up with companies from around the world to purchase cleaner fuels. The goal is to help offset emissions, but as climate change worsens, environmental advocates warn that initiatives like this might fall short. Here now is transportation analyst Seth Kaplan joins us now. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Robin.
Yeah, first of all, tell us, what is this? They're calling it sustainable aviation fuel. So what is it? And talk about how United is going to further incorporate it into its business.
Well, broadly, these are fuels, Robin, that are not your traditional fuels. You're not traditional petroleum-based fuels. So it could be turning municipal waste into fuel, for example. It could be something that's grown. But for it to be sustainable, and here's the rub, it has to be something that truly, over its life cycle, as environmentalists would say, is sustainable. So, you know, if you're growing it on farmland and displacing food that would feed people, that's not sustainable. Maybe if you're growing algae that's growing somewhere where you wouldn't otherwise be growing food, that could be. And so that's really the question here. And there's disagreement over what exactly is sustainable. But what's clearly not sustainable in the eyes of anybody who's trying to define this is the current traditional jet fuel, which makes up well more than 99% of the fuel consumed by airlines today.
Right. It's been such a conundrum. You know, what do we do about flying? But what about the cost? The cleaner fuels that pass those tests of being sustainable, how much do they cost compared to traditional jet fuel?
They're far more expensive. United said, related to this announcement, 2 to 4 times as much as traditional fuels. And two, right now, Robin, double the cost would be optimistic. And that's if you could even produce it at the scale that you would need, which right now it's just not there. That's kind of part of the point of why it's so expensive. So when you think about what every dollar in crude oil prices means to airlines, the way it moves their profits up or down, or right now their losses up or down, right? It's all about shrinking losses. That right now is rather expensive.
Well, but what about people who say that this whole thing is just a publicity stunt? Does United have skin in the game here?
Well, United CEO Scott Kirby went out of his way to say, so anticipating that kind of pushback, this is not just words, he said. This is not just marketing. But look, United's being very vocal about this. They're saying we're putting actual money into this, although a lot of this, Robin, the details here is that they're asking some of the people who fly them to help cover part of the cost of the more expensive fuel, and also lobbying. So basically using political capital that ostensibly they could be using for something else to get something else they want, to ask politicians to make the rules such that basically it makes sense for them and other companies to do this.
Yeah, and United says they want to cut greenhouse gas emissions by 100% by 2050. So they seem to be actively working towards that. Just a couple seconds here. You know, there is a business case for this for airlines, right?
There is. I mean, there are people, first of all, who want to support companies doing these kinds of things. And so, that part of the flying community, which is not a majority, right? Most people are looking at price and schedule when they pick an airline. But more and more people are paying attention. And so United's kind of trying to get ahead of that, be on the right side of history.
Seth Kaplan here now is transportation analyst. Seth, thanks so much.
Thanks, Robin.